Hey, this is Pastor John Riley. Welcome to our Open Door Podcast. I hope that it blesses you. If you'd like to know more about our church, you can visit us online at opendoorsanterfell.com.
A lot of things you can say about God's kingdom. I'm going to touch on a few of them today. And I've noticed in my own life, as I'm getting older, just the whole concept of God's kingdom is becoming more real, more important to me. And I find myself praying the Lord's Prayer more often, particularly, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. And that's really become a strong prayer in my heart. Thy kingdom come. Lord, bring your kingdom. Bring your kingdom. Physically, spiritually, bring your kingdom, and thy will be done in all things. And so that's a heartbeat for me. And hopefully what I share today might be helpful to us all a little bit anyway. So the kingdom. The kingdom of God, the Bible says, the kingdom of God is near or in our midst when we gather. The kingdom of God is near or in our midst when we gather. I'm going to go through a lot of scripture this morning. This is from Mark. If I can get there. From Mark, the first chapter, verses 14 and 15. Now after John was arrested, this is John the Baptist, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, the good news, and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel, the good news. The time is fulfilled. You know, the Bible says in the fullness of time, Jesus came. And God is always on time, and his timing is perfect. When Jesus came, Jesus embodied the kingdom of God, and he said, the kingdom of God is at hand, and it was at hand, and particularly through him. The kingdom of God is at hand, ushered in by Jesus in the fullness of time. And then looking at Luke chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, it says this, being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them, the kingdom of God is not coming in ways that we can be observed. Nor will they say, look, here it is, or there. For behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. And so, Jesus is always trying to deal with the Pharisees. And so the point he's making here is it's not going to be what you think. But it is here. And if they had eyes to see, they would know the kingdom of God, in essence, was standing right in front of them. But of course, they didn't have that sight. Maybe eventually some of them, like Nicodemus, did. But the kingdom of God is in the midst of you, not physically, but spiritually. So the kingdom of God is right here, all around us, in this room. The kingdom of God is right here. And I love thinking about that. The kingdom of God is here. The Holy Spirit is here. Jesus in the Holy Spirit is here. And there's also angels here. Angels are part of God's kingdom. Now, angels don't like to draw attention to themselves, but they are here. And from time to time, I really like to think about angels and my angel, my personal angel. But the kingdom of God is right here among us in this room right now today. And I love that. And speaking of angels, I'll talk for a second about that part. I have two men that have been to our service, and they've both seen angels in this building right here. And I believe these men. They're men of true faith and belief. They have that gift or ability. Some people can see angels. Some people can't, like me. Yet. Some people can see demons. I'm glad I don't do that. But I know one of the men said that during the service right here, there was an angel just hovering with a big smile on his face. He was pleased with what we were doing. So I thank God for for his presence, for his kingdom, and the fact that angels are a part of that. Psalm 34:7 says this: "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them." The angel of the Lord. So I believe in this room there are angels encamped about, and they don't draw attention to themselves, but they are here, and they are here to bless this building and to bless us as we worship here. Matthew 18:10 says this. Jesus addressing, well, the Pharisees and everybody, says, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you that in heaven, their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." Their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. So, we have an angel, and I thank God for that. And I've often thought when I get to heaven, I may have to apologize to my angel for the messes I made, or, you know, like, or the times he saved me doing one thing or another. And I wonder if his name is Clarence, if you get that joke from It's a Wonderful Life. Anyway, angels are part of it. So the kingdom of God is near. It's in our midst. It's around us, and we need to be mindful of it. And it's because of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, and of course, angels. And I thank God for his kingdom. So the kingdom of God is here when we gather. When we gather as the church, the body of Christ, his kingdom is present among us. And we need to be mindful of that. The kingdom of God is also present when you sit and pray with a friend. When you sit and pray with a friend. I want you to think about this. When you get together with a Christian friend for a cup of coffee or take a walk or whatever, I'd like you to, from now on, to be a little more mindful that the kingdom of God is there with you when you're doing that. And I think we don't often think about that, but right there in that moment, the kingdom of God is right there with you. And I'll read Matthew 18 on this, verses 19 and 20. "Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them." So when you get together with a friend, the kingdom of God is there. And let me encourage you to take advantage of that. Be mindful of it. Acknowledge it. Lord, we're grateful you're here with us. Your kingdom is right here with us as we do this. I remember when I was a freshman at Yuba College in Marysville, California. And I was a part of the Christian group on campus, College Christian Fellowship. And we would meet once a week for a Bible study and to worship and hear get a speaker. And so our leader at that time broke us into prayer teams. And Spencer was my prayer partner. And Spencer was about 6'4". He was kind of a ruddy, kind of a wild-looking guy with red hair. And he's the first Pentecostal I ever met. And so I'll never forget this day. So we broke up, and so Spencer and I went walking somewhere out among the oak trees, and we sat down to pray, and he says, "Is it okay with you if I speak in tongues?" I'm going, "Oh, sure. What is that?" So anyway, we began to pray, and he began to pray in what I call his heavenly language. But I'll tell you, I had chills. I had chills when he did that. And I don't think I was mindful of it. I was still pretty young in the Lord, but what I was experiencing was, this is the kingdom of God. I feel right now the kingdom of God. I can look back and identify and recognize that this is the kingdom of God. And so whether we're gathered in a large group or whether you're just with a friend, you can expect and invite and give thanks that the kingdom of God is there with you. And I believe it will enhance your fellowship if you acknowledge that. The kingdom of God is with you as you meet together. The kingdom of God is with you when you're alone. The kingdom of God is in a large group. The kingdom of God is when you meet with one or two friends. But the kingdom of God is with you when you are alone. Psalm 145:18 says this: The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. The Lord is near to all. So the Lord is always near you. And I love that when I'm out taking my morning walk, that the Lord is near in every situation. Whenever I go on, well, I go every day on my walk, I always thank God for his providence that day, because I don't know who I'm going to bump into on my walk and what kind of connection we'll have, but I always thank God for his providence and that his kingdom will be there in that moment, and hoping and praying that there'll be an opening to somehow share the good news or something that would start moving people in that direction. But the kingdom of God is with us when we are alone, in a group, with a friend, or when we are alone. When Peter was in prison, the kingdom of God was with him. When Paul was in prison, the kingdom of God was with him. When John was an old man, a political prisoner on the island of Patmos, the kingdom of God was with him. He wrote the book of Revelation. The kingdom of God had to be with him to write that, the book of Revelation. The kingdom of God is with us when we are alone. Going back to my college days, just fast forward from freshman to junior, I knew that I had the Holy Spirit in my life, but I knew there was more than what I had. And I spent months seeking the Lord for that Pentecostal experience that we read about in the book of Acts. I wanted that experience. I wanted the gift of tongues or whatever gift God would give me. And so I just kept pursuing it, but it wasn't happening. And I was getting really frustrated. And one day I was in my bedroom, and I laid down on my bed, and I was just sort of, I hate to put it this way, I was kind of ticked off with God for not making this happen. But you know what? It's funny how, you know, God is not offended by our ticked offness. I mean, he's not really very threatened by anything we can ever do. And so, but I think God was actually waiting for me to reach that point where I just like ready to throw off abandon. And I remember saying to him, this is my confession. I said, Lord, I'm going to start making noises with my mouth, and that's going to be my gift of tongues. And I'm going to start using it, and if it's not the gift of tongues, it's going to be really embarrassing, but it's going to be on you and me. And so I just started making noises, and out flowed this language, the heavenly language that God gave me that I use 50 or 60 years later. I still use it in my life. But the point is, in that moment, the kingdom of God was with me in that moment. As I cried out to God saying, Lord, I've been going after this for months now. Can we get this done? And God was waiting for that moment in his providence, and it happened. But in that moment, I just really could experience the kingdom of God. It was wonderful. So the kingdom of God is with us when we gather like this, when you meet with a friend, or when you're all alone. Be mindful that the Lord is with you. He is near, and his kingdom is there with you. So I want to underline this point that we need to acknowledge the presence of the Lord and his kingdom. I think we need to be more intentional about this in doing that. That when we gather like this, that we're intentional. Lord, we acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge that your kingdom is here. We acknowledge you want to do things. We acknowledge it. Your kingdom is right here with us. If you're sitting having coffee with a friend, you can just say, you know what, friend, hey, John, the kingdom of God is here with us, right here. We're having our coffee. We're going to talk about the Lord and some other stuff, but you know, the kingdom of God is here. So maybe we better watch out what we say at the same time. Or when you're all alone, just say, Lord, I just want to acknowledge you. I know you're with me. I know you're near. And I know your kingdom is with me today. You're walking with me. So I think we need to practice acknowledging more often God's presence and his kingdom that is with us. Again, whether it's in a group or with a friend or alone. So we've been talking about the kingdom of God in spiritual terms, that the kingdom of God is spirit, which it is. But at the same time, we know that at some point, when in the fullness of time, God's kingdom is going to become a physical kingdom. And when he returns and establishes a physical kingdom. And that's exciting. And I think that particularly as you get older, you begin to long more for that physical kingdom that God is going to bring forth, where everything is really different. Isaiah 65:17. Says this. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. Now this is 700 years before Jesus was born, that Isaiah predicts that at some point there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And I love that part about, where is it right here? The former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. You know, there's a lot of things I think we'd like to forget in this life. We all have things we'd like to just forget about, but you don't. They keep coming up. But in God's kingdom, whatever's been a difficult thing for you in this life, whatever it might be, whatever brokenheartedness or disappointments, it's going to be gone. It's going to be gone. And I thank God for that. The kingdom of God, physically and spiritually, it's here spiritually, it's coming physically. And then from Revelation 21, which captures this so beautifully, verses 1 through 4, where John says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear, thank you, Lord, from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall be there mourning or crying or pain any more, for the former things have passed away. God's kingdom is amazing. We can taste and experience a part of that kingdom now in the spirit, and we need to be mindful of his kingdom, but thank God that day is coming. Come, Lord Jesus, when that kingdom will become a physical kingdom, not just spiritually, but physically as well. I'll close with these comments. The kingdom of God is not inside you, it's around you, but your life should reflect the kingdom of God. The way you live, the way you think, the way you talk should reflect the kingdom of God. You have the Holy Spirit in you. And when the Holy Spirit, when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes into your life and he brings good stuff. He brings kingdom stuff. It's not the kingdom, but it's kingdom stuff. And God wants you to reflect that kingdom stuff to the world around you. your life should look different. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 24. Says this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. There is no law. One final verse. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. So there's one list. This represents the kingdom of God. These are attributes of God's kingdom, which we are meant with God's grace and help to reflect. And we do that as we yield to the Spirit. In every situation, we have a choice. Am I going to be patient or impatient? And am I going to do this or that? And the Holy Spirit is always there to prompt us. And as we choose to yield to the Spirit, then we reflect the kingdom of God. And people are attracted to that. People are attracted to the kingdom of God because it's what they really want. It's what they really want. They want what the kingdom has to offer. They may fight against it, but it's really what they want. And as you, with God's help, begin to reflect the kingdom, people will be drawn to you with an opportunity for you to share the good news. 1 Corinthians 13, which we're very familiar with, verses 4 through 7. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. This is kingdom stuff. And because the Holy Spirit lives in us, we have the potential and the ability to reflect the kingdom of God to the world around us. And that's a daily challenge. It doesn't come easy. But it should really be a desire of our heart that, God, I hope that I can reflect your kingdom today to those around me. Forgive me when I fail, because I know I will. But Lord, help me to reflect your kingdom to those around me. The kingdom of God is in our midst. When we gather like this as the church, when we meet with a friend, when we are all alone, may we be mindful of the kingdom and reflect its values. Lord, help us. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for this beautiful day. I thank you for everyone gathered here, for everyone who may be watching from home. Lord, I thank you for your kingdom. I thank you that you came, you embodied the kingdom, Lord. And I thank you that the kingdom is available to us by your Spirit. I thank you that when we gather like this today, your kingdom is here. When we meet with a friend, your kingdom is there. When we're all alone, your kingdom is there with us, Lord, and we thank you for that. Lord, help us to reflect your kingdom to those around us, to family, friends, neighbors, loved ones, whoever. Help us, Lord, to be mindful of your kingdom and to reflect it to the world around us. In Jesus' name.